Kof Tes Elul, Erev of Rosh Hashanah, Sunday the 2nd of October, Rabbi Shlomo Farhi, it's today. This week's Shiorim have been sponsored by the Torahway colleagues, friends and family of Rabbi Shlomo ben Rav Baruch Menachem Oliver Shalom Galandauer, a much loved and sorely missed regular participant to commemorate his Shloshim, which will be on Hay Tishrei.
Today, because I tried to put myself when Dudi asked me what the title should be, I tried to put myself in the mindset of what it was going to feel like to wake up in the morning out of Rosh Hashanah, and to think about what is it that everybody's going to be feeling. You know, I think Mistama. I mean, if you're like me, maybe I'm a strange person. I mean, there are those that would say that that's for sure true, but maybe I'm a strange person. But I think that, although we've been learning and preparing with Teshuvah and Cheshbon HaNefesh and Slichis, when it comes Erev Rosh Hashanah, we feel like Vezmir. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Vezmir. The Gemara on Tes Zayin, Omer Aleph, and Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Omer Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Ma Omro Torah Haviu Omer BePesach. And I want you to pay attention and contrast one thing that the Gemara is saying up against the other. How come a Torah says to bring an Omer Korban Omer on Pesach? Answers the Gemara, Mipnei Shah Pesach Zman Tvuah. Pesach is a time of Tvuah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Haviu Lefonai Omer BePesach, bring the Korban Omer, Kedesh Tesporech Lachem, Tavuah Shebesodes, that the Tavuah, which is in the field, should be Nisporech, should get benched. Now, the concept is, I'm going to ask you to bring a Korban of Tavuah, so that the Tavuah will be benched. Carrying on. Mnei Ma'am Rotoy Rav Yushtei Alechem Ba'atzeres, Neisha Atzeres Man Peres Ha'ilonu. Atzeres is the time of the Peres Ha'ilon. So therefore, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aviu Lefonai Shtei Alechem Ba'atzeres, bring for me this korban of produce, of whatever type of produce, on Atzeres, in order that the Peiros HaIlon should be gebenched. U'mipnei ma omro toiro nischumayim b'chag, why do we pour the water on Sukkos? Since it's the time that we're getting, there's a problem with mayim, what do we want? We want Kedesh Yisbaruch Hu Lechem Gishmei Shana. Each time, the thing that you're bringing is in order that that thing should get a siman bracha. The imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah malchias zechrenis v'shoifers malchias kedesh talmichuni aleichem zechrenis kedesh yale zechreneichem lefonai v'toiva. Okay? Ubameh b'shoifer. How does one achieve this Yale Zichroinechem Lefonai L'Toiva? At least that's the Pashup Shalom in Gemara. According to some Rishonim, the Ba'meh Ba'Shoifer is going back on the Malchias as well as the Zichroinechem. But at least Pashup Shalom in the Gemara is Kideshi Yale Lefonai, Yale Zichroinechem Lefonai L'Toiva. How does one do that Ba'Shoifer? Okay. Then the Gemara continues and says, Omer Rabbi Avo, Lomotoiken, B'Shoifer, Shel Ayel. Why are we blowing b'shoifer shel ayil? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tikul lefonai b'shoifer shel ayil, kidei she'ezkor lochem akedas Yitzchok ben Avram, u'mal ani aleichem kilu akatem atzachem lefonai. So the format of the Gemara goes as follows. How come you have Omer in order that you should be benched the tevuah? How come you have the korban d'shtei alechem in order that you should have a bracha in the Peiros HaIlon? How come we bring this korban we bring in a Nisuch HaMayim, in order that there should be a bracha in the Mayim. Carries on the Gemara, it sounds like it's carrying on in the same vein. Zichronis is Malchus is Pidei Shetam Lechuni Aleichem. Zichronis is in order that Shetala and Zichronechem should come from out of Toivo. So we just said that the Shofar is there in order to allow for the Zichronis, however that works, to come in front of Hashem L'Toyva. Then the Gemara seems to ask a question. Again, you could answer that what the Gemara is saying is asking is why did you do specifically Shofar Shel Ayil? But again, the Rishon and the Rishonim don't learn it that way. They learn that there's a continuation here. The continuation is, why are we blowing the Shofar? And how is that Bameh Shofar? How does it do that? It reminds you of the Akedah Sitzchok ben Avram, Umala Ani Aleichem, Kilu Akadtem, Ansachem Lefonech. I'd like to really parse this Gemara, if we can, together a little bit. It seems, if the continuation of the Gemara is anything to go by, that the Bameh Bashofar seems to be indicating, and again, that is borne out by the continuation, or at least the clarification of the Gemara in the second instance, where it tells you how it does it. What it seems to be communicating is that in the same way that the Omer brings bracha of a peres ilan for the tvua, and in the same way that the Shtei Alechem brings the bracha for the peres ilan, and in the same way that the Mayim brings the bracha for Mayim, the Shofar brings the bracha kidei shetal zichroinechem levana letoiva, brings that bracha. So therefore, the Shofar, the Metzias of the Shofar, so to speak, is a Metzias of Zikaron. Mayim is Mayim, Omer is produce, right? Omer and Shtei Alechem is some type of produce. So Shofar is Zikaron. It is that thing. And by using this medium, we allow the Zikaron to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yisai, I want to talk a little bit about this. Because although we are unprepared for Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is not. Yes. Hashem is ready. Achim Vey, is he ready for Rosh Hashanah? But not only did he prepare himself, Kaviyachal, for Rosh Hashanah, Hashem also tells us how to be ready for Rosh Hashanah. So although we feel like we're all over the place, and we're not ready, Hashem tells us exactly what we need in order to be ready. Imru lefonai malchias. Say in front of me, Zichroinus, that Kedesh Tal Zichroinechem, Bufana Latoiva. And how does one do that, Bashofar? I want to talk about this point. And if I could hammer this one Nakuda home, it would have been worth wasting half of your half hour of your time on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Here's a chai. So many things in our Yiddishkeit are seen upside down. I'll explain what I mean by that. When the human eye looks at any given thing, so the first thing that happens is the eye scans a certain area and it sees, let's say it sees the clock. Immediately, that image, it's not that I see that image, the image is then cast as an image on the back of my eye. Ironically, we're told that it's inverted, it's upside down, and then the brain figures out what it is. I think that's how most people look at most nekudos in Yiddishkeit. We look at something, we think we have pshat, but what we're seeing is exactly the opposite way around of what it is. And again, it was a chiddush for me, but like most chiddushin, after you understand it, it's nishkin chiddush b'chlau. I don't think that tshuva happens on Rosh Hashanah at all. It's the first day, the head of Aseres made tshuva. I don't think tshuva happens on Rosh Hashanah at all. I don't think we make tshuva. I don't think we are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although that seems to be what we're supposed to be doing. That's the avodas hayoy, to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think that's what happened. Mamish don't think that's what's happening. I want to take you back. On the very first Rosh Hashanah, although the davening says, Hayoyim Horas Oilam, Hashem did not create the world on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem created the first human being because Klapei the Rabbeinu Shloim, that was the beginning of the world. Everything else was preparation for, everything else was setting the stage. The Rabbeinu Shloim's world is sitting in front of me. Each and every one of you is the Rabbeinu Shloim's world. And in the same way that the day of Pesach has a metzias of Chirus tied into it, so much so that when Avram is being told about it, the Bris Bein Absarim, they point out a specific time. It's going to be this time. Why this time? Because this time was a zman misugel for Chirus. So Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov are eating matzahs on Pesach before Pesach happens. Pesach was a day of Chirus. So when Klal Yisrael later in time needed Chirus, Chirus happened on a day that was miyuad for Chirus. Pesach doesn't make Pesach into Chirus. Tshuva doesn't happen on Rosh Hashanah, and we are not Mamlech Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is the Melech on Rosh Hashanah. Because the moment He created the first sentient being in His creation, that was the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went from a creator to a Melech. He created a rock, and He created a tree, and He created an animal, and then He created a man, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately, simultaneously, with the creation of man, He became a Melech. Vayipach be'apov, and Hashem blew into His nostrils this Nishmas Chaim. He blew this into His nostrils. What was the blowing into the nostrils of this Nishmas Chaim? Ruach memalala. He created a being that could utter words. And what words would it need to utter? It would need to utter, "You, Hashem, are the King." And in that moment, I'll call Nishima u'Nishima tehalelka, the very act of the breath of Adam HaRishon created a metzias of Halel LaHashem. And He became a Melech. And our Zman cycles round. And again, today, on Rosh Hashanah, tonight and tomorrow, Hashem will become the King. And Hashem will create a man. And as happened on the very first day of that creation, Hashem will decide, what does this man need? Let me get him a shidduch. Let me take care of him. They were misanim lo yayin, mitzoylin lo basar. They were preparing the food that he needed to eat. Everything happened. All that man needs and the entire creation thereof happened on this day. And all of the creation of man and everything that is required thereof will happen again on this day. The shaila is not if we are mamlech Hashem. The shaila only is if we plug in. It'll happen with you or without you. It's the metzias of the day. But when He comes and He's ready to give you everything you need, are you going to sleep or are you going to plug in? That's what happens when we're mamlech Hashem on this day. We're on the team. And the team gets everything for free. If you're not on the team, says Rabbi Saul Salanter, this world is a very expensive place. If you've ever been on vacation, you know that there's a metzias, an alternate universe called the universe of the minibar. In the minibar, it makes sense that a small bottle of water that's literally microscopic, it makes sense that that should be $8. In the minibar, it makes sense that the bag of pretzels should cost you $6.50. And you're on vacation, and it's okay. You pull out your wallet, or you charge it to the room, and you'll be fine. And at the end of your stay, you have a couple little miniature bottles of water that will look like they were there for Oompa Loompas, right? And you're fine. But what if you had to live from the minibar? What if you had to buy a car from the minibar? How much would your car cost from the minibar? $1 million? What if you had to buy your house from the minibar? What if you had to pay for weddings from the minibar? We can't afford the minibar. This world says Rishol Salant is too expensive for us. And if we're not eating for free, we can't afford to eat. Imru lefonai Malchias, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say in front of me Malchias. Say in front of me Zichronis. Remind me. Remind me why you're part of my team. What do you mean? You don't recognize me. You remember my grandfather? Remember Noach? I'm from him. Ubameh Bashoifer. How does one do this, Bashoifer? Why, Bashoifer, why? So I'd like to share with you what I hold is a, it's powerful, you say. Because there's something that's still strange about this whole idea. So good, so we understand that's what Malchus is. And that's what being Mamlech Hashem is. It's deciding and declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of the world. And therefore I pale into insignificance in front of Him. It's an ironic thing, this. The one day that Hashem decides what you're going to get is the day that you're not allowed to ask for stuff that you want to get. Isn't that? It almost sounds sadistic. You have a grandpa, he comes to town, I'm going to take you shopping. And he comes to take you shopping to Oxford Street to go buy suits and clothes and everything that you need. And you come and he comes and he says, you know what, I forgot to tell you, grandson, today's my birthday. And the kid has a schedule to keep, you know, he wants to go from this store to that store, he's got a shopping list. And he says, maybe we should stop for breakfast, and they have a coffee, and the kid's thinking every second. No, maybe let's go have some cake. And the kid finally loses his patience. He says, you told me you're going to take me shopping. When can we go shopping? And the grandfather looks at this kid and he says, chutzpah, today's my birthday. I come to spend 24 hours with you. And you're talking to me about shopping? But you told me that today was a shopping day. Why would Hashem make the day that He's going to give us stuff the day that you can't answer the stuff? And the Teretz is that the fact that this question bothers us, and I can tell it bothers you by the fact that you're smiling. Some of you are nodding. Some of you are nodding off. But either way, why would Hashem do that? The fact that this question bothers us is hainuha, that is the problem. You know why you can't ask for what you want on Rosh Hashanah? Because how could you sit there and say, Hashem, it's all about you, it's all about you, it's all about you. Also, so back to me now. I have this... really, it has nothing to do with me except for... So you know what we try to do? We try the opkechap, I call it. The opkechap. What's the opkechap? Hashem, please give me parnasa so I can give tzedakah. Beautiful soif pasuk there, right? Really? You're so worried about tzedakah? I'll make someone else rich and he'll give tzedakah. The minute I ask for anything at all, it's a pircha on everything being about Malchuso Yisbarach. In fact, and here's the crazy part, if someone asks me to choose between Hashem and my life, what's my achil? We see by Avodah Zarah, a person has to choose to give up his life. That means that when it comes to Malchuso Yisbarach, even to ask for your own life is a pircha. So I can't ask for anything.
It's
part of the nusach. It's very rare that it comes into the nusach at all. But the kasha and the teretz is actually the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world from the moment He became the Melech. He created this world only for one reason. What reason is that? L'chvoidi barosid. There was only ever one point. There was only ever one purpose. It was for a human being to come into this world to have the bechira and the choice to recognize that it wasn't about him. It was about him. And in the moment that he had that hakara, he would have been memale the tafkid of humanity in this world. That hakara is the point of creation. It's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have a kafui toiv in his world. Because by his own definition, he defeats the purpose of his own existence. So what happens? This is so amazing. So what happens when on the day of the Melucha a person recognizes Kvoido Yisbarach and he starts to think about the world that we live in, Rabbeisai, today in our world, it is illegal for a yeshiva, for a school that we have, a faith school, to teach about Yiddishkeit alone. We are obligated to teach about Islam. This is our world. A world which is so progressive that everybody's allowed to believe in what they want. Except not really. And also, who is allowed to marry who? I'm going to tell you who's supposed to do that too. And you dare not contradict that in your schools. And also, the way that people act, and where it's okay for people to dress, we're gonna regulate that too. This is the world that we live in. Where greed and self-centeredness, unbelievable. I don't know, this is not really the oilam to talk about it. But there's a metzias in our world, which I think Hashem cries over. It's called a selfie. Does anyone know what a selfie is? A selfie is when you take your camera out, or your phone out, you hold it up, you take a picture of yourself. It's the rage. All the kids are doing it, and the adults. And what's it about? It's about taking a picture of yourself. And people will take many, many, many pictures of themselves in a day. Now it used to be, and Rabbi said, you need to hear this, it used to be that when we took pictures of beautiful things. Of sunsets, of mountains. Right? We took pictures of beautiful things. But today, you don't even need to have any scenery in your selfie. I'm the beautiful thing. Now you need to see a picture of me 7 minutes later, because I'm still the beautiful thing. 7 minutes and 10 minutes later, and 20 minutes later. This is the world that we live in. So Rabbeisai, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this idea of V'simloich, To Hashem Levadcha. What's going on? This is the place for each yachid to feel, to be goymer bilvavoy. Where am I in this? Not as a trick to get what I want, but to fulfill my role. What am I? Where's my purpose in this? So I'm a teacher, so probably I should daven on Rosh Hashanah. My feeling for this should be that the biggest problem that we have here is education. People don't know any better. So I should want to fulfill that role, not for me, for him. And if I'm on his team, I get it for free. Bameh b'shoifer. So how does a person do that? How does a person really rip out all their own ritzoinus? And ask only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does he do that? We are hardwired in many ways to be selfish. The Teretz is so powerful. But Shofar is the trick. Rav Tzadik writes in Tzidkas HaTzadik, a line that it so impressed me that I just read it over and over and over and over again. It says, Kishem, just as, Kishem Shetzorich Odom, just as a person is Mechuyiv, Lehamin Bahashem Yisbarach, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Tzorich Achar Kach, so too must be, afterwards, in the aftermath of said belief in Hashem, Kach Tzorich Achar Kach, Lehamin Ba'atzmoy, is to believe in himself. If you heard that at a self-help New Age shiur, so you'd go, eh. But it's Rav Tzadik. He was pretty intense. What's he saying? When does a person have emunah in Hashem? People think that people have emunah when they can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they don't have emunah when they can't see Him. I would suggest exactly the opposite. When you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have no emunah. You see Him. When you say to Him in accent, you say, oh my, Baruch Hashem, I can't even imagine how that happened. Hashem, He was looking out for me. That's not emunah. That's seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. plain as day. There's no misoyan of emuna. When does a person have emuna? They have emuna when they can't see him. Not when he's mashkiach min achalonis, but when he's meitzitz min acharokim. To believe that he's behind the wall, behind the crack, even when I can't see him, that's emuna. So Rav Tzadok says that when you, or just as you believe in Hashem, when you can't see him, where it doesn't look like he's paying attention, or looking out for you, but you believe that he's there, not lahagid baboikir chazdecha, but when you're in the night and you're talking about your emuna in him, kach tzorich achar kach, lahamin ba'atzmo, I need to believe in myself. When I don't think that there's a pathway back for myself, when I think I'm a Rosh and a Rosh, and there'll never be a way for me to become a tzaddik, or for me to be the person I'm supposed to be, I have an obligation, I am mechuyev to believe in myself. With the same, what is this parallel? Me and Hashem, and the Teretz Raboisai is, that underneath this layer, and underneath the mud and the grime, is a neshama, that is chelik elika mimal. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could beat all of the odds, and he could change the world, and he could be leiv malachim b'yad Hashem, there is no other explanation for the fact that us in America are voting either for Hillary Clinton or for Donald Trump. Hashem is running the world. And in that moment when I can believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though everything is dark, suddenly I realize that that piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lives inside of me is also me'afsher, a change, a possibility to do and to be anything, and to pierce this mechitzos shel barzel that we have erected around ourselves with our selfish behavior. But it requires one thing. Like I said earlier, we are not being mamlech Hashem. We're just remembering that He's the Melech anyway. How do you remember that? And this, Rabbi said, with this I will end. How do you remember that? So I told over a story a while ago, but I don't think I understood its implication until recently when I was learning the sugya. Through Mordechai Schwab, Rav Mordechai Schwab in Gateshead was brought a group of boys. Rav Moshe Schwab, excuse me, was brought a group of boys who unfortunately had lost everything. They had no parents and no mishpachas and no anything. And what happens? He tries everything to get through to them. Shirim and Emuna, everything the Bachrim are trying to get them. But they live more in the life of the dead than they live in the life of the living, don't they? Their whole world is gone. And eventually he starts to give up hope that he's ever going to get through to them. And then one Friday night he comes down to the dining room. And while the Olam is there, he closes his eyes, sits by a table by himself, and he starts to sing. And I imagine it was probably something like Ko Ech Soif. Something that, wherever they were from, he starts to sing it. I don't know if that was this song. I'm imagining. One of those, it was a Hasidic crossover hit. No matter which chazilas you were part of, everybody knew Baran Kalin is Koyach Soy. And he's singing by himself. And then eventually he hears a voice crack next to him. And there's a boy singing with him. And then another boy. And then another boy. And he sees them. They're singing Zmir Shabbos with tears streaming down their faces. And for the first time since they came to him, he sees a sign of life. Why? Rabbi say, he sang the song of their childhood. He sang a song that came before the pain and before the death and before the problems. Bameh Bashoifar. The shofar is the tune of our national and collective childhood. Before the pain and before the problems and before the tzaras. And as it blows the first time, we hear, like the Gemara continues to say, we hear the Eloi Shel Yitzchak, and I remember that although this looks like who I am, this is not me. I have a Chelek Eloi Kami Mal that is capable of being makriv, everything, the Binoi, the Yitzchak, the Oyavu, everything for what he knows to be right, the Dvar Hashem. That's who I am. And it blows again, and I remember the second time we encountered the Shofar. Klal Yisrael encamped around our Sinai. The Kol Shofar Chozok Me'oid, it's so powerful. We come together as a people. All the mechitzas between us disintegrate. Why, Dafka then, is there Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael? Because they were able to plug in to the Chelek Elekamimal. They became Kodesh Brichu V'Oraisa. And Klal Yisrael were all Chadu in that moment because they got rid of this. So there was a unity because they were all exactly the same. Them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah they were receiving. It blows a third time, and finally we recall the shofar that happens when Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael as the mechitzas disintegrate from before us. The song of our childhood. And in that moment, when we remember who we are, that's Shatala Zichronechem, Lefonai Latoyva. Because in that moment, when I say I'm a grandson of Rom Yitzchak and Yaakov, I'm a grandson of Noach Ish Tzadik, this is who my forefathers are, Hashem could look at us and believe it. May the Kol Shofar penetrate our mechitzes. May it remind us of the infinite potential that we have inside of us. May we see in this moment of absolute clarity our part in this job of lesaken oilam b'malchus shakai. And the minute we can see that, we're plugging into the mitzias of the fact that Hashem is the melech on this day, and that He dictates, He's choy techai, He cuts life and health and wealth and parnasa and shalom bayis and growth and shifas and everything that we could possibly need. Because in that moment when we are plugged in, we receive everything that we need, and we receive it best of all for free. A good kibbutz to the yard.